U2 awards include Album of the Year for their recording How to Dismantle an Atomic Bomb. The group also won Song of the Year, a songwriting award, for their single Sometimes You Can't Make It on Your Own. Their cut City of Blinding Lights was named Best Rock Song.
The more you see, the less you know. The less you find out as you go. I knew much more than I do now.
The group Green Day won the Grammy for Record of the Year for Boulevard of Broken Dreams. And Mariah Carey won her first Grammys since 1990. She had been nominated for 8 and lost in 3 key categories, but her 3 wins cemented her comeback after a career slump. She won for Best Contemporary R&B Album, Best Female R&B Performance, and Best R&B Song for her single We Belong Together. Kelly Clarkson won 2 Grammys for Best Pop Vocal Album and Best Female Pop Performance for her song Since You've Been Gone. Clarkson broke into the music business as winner of a talent show called American Idol. As she went on stage to accept her awards, she was overcome with emotion and said she couldn't help crying. She also performed at the star-studded event and talked about her experience backstage.
My big win was performing, so being able to perform in front of people like Paul McCartney and Bonnie Raitt and Bruce Springsteen and all these people that I admire, it was amazing.
Singer John Legend won 3 Grammys, including Best Male R&B Performance for Ordinary People.
'Cause we're ordinary people, maybe we should take it slow, oh.
Legend was also named Best New Artist, but backstage, he said he is not really a newcomer.
Well, nobody's a newcomer. Anybody who wins Best New Artist is only new to the general public. They always work, you know, a lot beforehand to get a record deal, to get the album out. That's a long struggle.
Rapper Kanye West won 3 Grammys, including Best Rap Album for his record Late Registration and Best Rap Solo for the single Gold Digger. Stevie Wonder will go home with 2 awards, including one for Best Male Pop Performance for the song From the Bottom of My Heart. In a poignant moment, he and Alicia Keys did a short impromptu performance of Wonder's Higher Ground to honor the late civil rights figure Coretta Scott King. The widow of the late Martin Luther King Jr., she was buried Tuesday. Mike O'Sullivan, VOA News, Los Angeles.